Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a barn burner of a show for you folks today. Kicking it off with political editor for Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, creator and author of The Recombobulation Era. Dan has put together an absolutely comprehensive voter guide for each and every one of you. You can find that at civicmedia.us/voterguide. It breaks down all of the state assembly and Senate districts that you will find on your ballot this November 5th, or maybe even today, if you happen to be early voting. What's useful here and so important about this, of course, is that all of our legislative maps were redrawn following the 2020 census. And so for the first time in over a decade, Wisconsinites have fairer maps. And that means that a number of both state assembly and Senate districts are now up for grabs when they had been gerrymandered to benefit Republicans in the past. We've talked about two of those races so far, both nail biters. District 61 between Luann Byrd and Bob Donovan with razor thin margins, as well as District 51 between Elizabeth Groby and Todd Novak. Again, razor thin margins. But let's move up to the Green Bay area, Dan. And again, thanks for joining all of us today. This is District 89, Ryan Spade versus Pat Snyder. Tell us what's going on in District 89.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is, you know, there have been a number of districts that changed pretty significantly following the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to strike down the previous maps. And one of those is District 89 here. And I think the candidate or the Democratic candidate running here, Ryan Spouty, is an assistant district attorney in the Brown County District Attorney's Office. This district used to include kind of the western shore of the actual Green Bay going up to Marinette. Now it's pretty concentrated within Brown County, so it is much more competitive district. You know, in the 89th here, Mandela Barnes won this district by less than 200 votes. So it's a very, very close district overall. He is running against Patrick Buckley, who has some experience. This is one of the things that I noticed, you know, this year for many of the assembly candidates in these toss-up districts. I think Republicans had to work a little harder to find candidates this year and found people that have a little bit more experience. And so Buckley in this example here, he was the chairman of the Brown County Board since 2010 and was served for 15 years in the Green Bay Police Department. So, you know, this is going to be a very competitive race here. It's definitely a toss-up. And I think that this, along with another toss-up district, also in kind of the Green Bay, Brown County area, those are two of the most important seats. And I guess, you know, and I was up in Green Bay last week at Kamala Harris's rally in the city there. And I think there is a lot of enthusiasm among Democrats, especially because they have competitive maps there for the first time in a long time. So you have district in the 89th and then right next door in the 88th, where there are two very, very closely competitive districts that could go a long way towards determining which party has the majority.
Fascinating, Dan. I'm going to be up all night. I just know it. So many election results to keep track of. Let's move on to the Sheboygan area. We got District 26 with Joe Sheehan and Amy Binsfield. Tell us what's going on in this district.
Yeah, so Sheboygan was really a prime example of how the state was gerrymandered previously. Previously, there was a line right down the middle of the city that kind of split it into two light red districts and kind of denied representation to any Democrats there. Well, now all of Sheboygan is contained within one state assembly district, and it is a toss-up race. And it's a toss-up race that I think has been kind of shifting in favor of the Democrat in this one. Joe Sheehan seems like a pretty strong candidate for this district. He worked as the superintendent of the Sheboygan Area School District for about 17 years. Most recently also worked as the executive director of the Sheboygan County Economic Development Corporation. So he has very strong ties to this district. And then Amy Binsfield, she's a first-term Republican state legislator. I'd heard some reports going on as well that there were some kind of infighting in the Sheboygan County GOP over this race. So, yeah, I think this is a real opportunity for Democrats to flip a seat and for people in Sheboygan to have an opportunity for representation in ways they did not under previous maps.
One of the things, just a small digression here, Dan, that I'm so excited to see is that there are so many more competitive districts, both on the Assembly and the Senate side. And whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, what that means is those elected officials will be more attentive to you. They actually have to run and earn your vote. And so as constituents, whether you're an independent swing voter, maybe I don't vote Republican, Democrat, whatever, you're going to get more attention in all of these districts. Let's see if we can squeeze a couple more in, Dan. District 30, up in Hudson, close to the Twin Cities, we got Allison Page and Shannon Zimmerman. Tell us more.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is, you know, definitely leans red a little bit, but this has been kind of moving closer to competitive territory because it is in the Twin Cities media market. And so I'm with this one, I'm wondering if there's going to be a little bit of a Tim Walz effect, let's say, because of the fact that this is a district that is, you know, it's about a 20-minute drive from St. Paul, right? From the edge of this district, from Hudson to St. Paul. And so I do wonder if this will have an effect where, you know, Tim Walz, a popular governor in Minnesota, you know, people may see him a whole lot in the media market up there. So this might be trending blue in a number of ways. And then Republican Shannon Zimmerman, incumbent in this race, he's served here since 2017. He's on the Joint Finance Committee, and the Joint Finance Committee has taken some really controversial votes in recent years. So there are a number of ways, you know, whether it's, you know, school funding, childcare, healthcare, Medicaid expansion, marijuana legalization,
PFAS all sorts funding. Of
different things, PFAS funding, you know, all sorts of up and down the line. There's a lot of really controversial votes that body has taken in recent years. So I do wonder if this one might be a little bit closer than some might expect, given the dynamics there. And the Democratic challenger, she has a great resume too. She was the CEO of Western Wisconsin Health for 13 years and served on the River Falls School District Board in the area there.
Thanks so much, Dan. We're going to have to save a couple of these toss-up Senate districts for another appearance. Folks, you're always going to want to check out what we got coming up next on the Maggie Dawn Show. You can find out about all these races by going to civicmedia.us/voterguide. Up next, I've got Yari Aquino, because it sounds like change. She's from Emily's List. We're going to talk about other key state elections. Keep it locked. Thanks so much, Dan, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.